get TH or work it into somewhere. Because I'm looking at this Socrates film by whoever it was, Rossellini, and thinking that they have a trial here. Well, I guess it's a trial for Socrates, and you can see they have procedures well established there in their society, supposed to ensure wise judgment in situations like that, and wherever, and then we may think, oh, look, they killed Socrates. They were corrupt, and they were like this, and they were like that. But the thing is, when we look back to the old Greek culture, what do we remember from there? Well, the old philosophers and their philosophy and their dramas about virtue rather than vice, and, you know, all of that. They had a lot of that. Now, if you have a lot of that in the society you live in, chances are, I would say, statistically, pretty good that people in that society will be affected by that, will have, especially the intellectuals, who are actually the ones who run the court system and the educational system and so on, that they are also upholding these noble virtues levels of conduct and thinking and so on. But today, in contrast, I would say, do we have that? What is the dharma, the virtuousness, the good? What is it, morality or ethic system or whatever that we base our actions on, we people? Whether it is, you know, in personal dealings, individual between us or as countries, whatever. Is there any such platform that we can all agree upon, or at least within countries? I guess there must be, but I don't think as much as it was back in the old days of, especially when the society was respecting these philosophers so highly. Even I think that's, at least to me, more comforting than just trusting some religious figurehead. So maybe that's what we need, a new breed of honest, smart, wise, enlightened philosophers. Or even the word philosopher is a little boring nowadays. What words to use, I don't know. Well, some people guiding our societies.